This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States could start injecting the first Americans with the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine by Monday, the country's health secretary said Friday. Alex Azar told news outlets final details were being ironed out after an expert committee convened by regulators voted to grant the two-dose regimen emergency approval for people aged 16 and older. The Food and Drug Administration issued a statement Friday saying it had told Pfizer it would now rapidly work toward finalization and issuance of an emergency use authorization. Once the vaccine receives an emergency use authorization, the federal government's Operation Warp Speed program will oversee its distribution to thousands of sites across the country. There's word that one potential COVID-19 vaccine won't be ready until late next year. AP correspondent Rita Foley has our story.
GlaxoSmithKline and Sanofi say their potential COVID-19 vaccine won't be ready until late 2021. They say early stage trials showed the vaccine did not produce a strong enough immune response in older adults, so they're working on it to make sure it protects everybody. They say they're confident the vaccine will be successful because of positive results in other testing. In adults 18 to 49, for example, the vaccine produced an immune response comparable to patients who had recovered from COVID-19, say the companies. I'm Rita Foley.
This is VOA News. In other COVID-related news around the world, Argentina's President Alberto Fernandez says he will be injected with Russia's Sputnik V vaccine once it is approved by health officials to dispel fears. President Jair Bolsonaro says Brazil, where deaths and infections are surging, is at the tail end of the pandemic. U.S. talk show host Ellen DeGeneres tests positive and joins the list of well-known names to have contracted the virus. Greece will allow up to 9 people in churches Christmas Day and for the Epiphany. Quarantine for incoming travelers will be cut from 10 to 3 days. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen told the bloc's leaders Friday there were low expectations a post-Brexit trade deal could be struck with Britain. This according to EU sources and coming just 2 days ahead of a crunch decision on talks. An EU official said leaders heard the probability of a no deal is higher than of a deal. In a brief discussion of Brexit at a marathon Brussels summit, at a news conference, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says while negotiations go on for 2 more days, contingency measures will need to be put in place.
We will decide on Sunday whether we have the conditions for an agreement or not. In the meantime, the Commission has proposed 4 targeted contingency measures today. They provide a short-term fix to ensure basic connectivity in air and road transport for 6 months.
Austria's Constitutional Court Friday struck down a law introduced last year which banned the headscarf in primary schools, saying the measure was unconstitutional and discriminatory. In a statement explaining the decision, the court said the law, quote, contravened the principle of equality in relation to freedom of religion, belief, and conscience, end quote. The law prevented girls younger than 10 from wearing the headscarf and had been challenged by 2 children and their parents. The court said the law could only be understood as targeting Islamic head coverings. The man believed to be behind secretly filmed videos that triggered the collapse of Austria's coalition government in 2019 has been arrested in Berlin, German police told AFP Friday. The 40-year-old Austrian national was detained Thursday, a police spokesperson said. The suspect is currently being held in the German capital pending possible extradition to Austria. Time magazine has jointly named President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris its 2020 Person of the Year. The magazine said they won the honor for, quote, changing the American story, for showing that the forces of empathy are greater than the furies of division, for sharing a vision of healing in a grieving world, end quote. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.